This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sergio Feliciano Ibarra. Date of birth, May the 15th, 2004. Case ID number is 864-4259. Date of exam, December the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Leonardo Garcia, MD, dated 2/20/2023. Identifying information, this is a 19-year-old, 7-month, single male who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epilepsy, coma, and hemiparesis. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He did graduate from high school, and he does plan to go to college when he becomes more stable. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother, and his mother does not work at this time. Allegations number one, epilepsy. The claimant states that since he was 8 months old, he has had partial seizures. The physicians have told him that he was a in utero trauma to the head, which resulted in left hemiparesis. The physician states that he must have been his head must have been contused while he was in utero. EEGs have been normal. The one that was on 11/2021, and there was an MRI of the brain, which was normal, and that was in 2019. However, the claimant's mother states that there was another MRI done, which showed that there was a slight defect of his brain. However, the documentation states that the MRI was normal. The claimant denies any tumors, comma, cerebrovascular accidents, comma, drug withdrawal, comma, or any infectious diseases. The claimant's mother states that he has seizures 2 times per year, but has not had a seizure since May of 2016. They did go to the emergency room in 2017 for a questionable seizure and was hospitalized for 2 days. His postictal symptoms include nocturnal headaches, comma, decreased memory, comma, and sleepiness. The mother states that when he has a seizure, he'll have shaking of the left hand and leg. He was diagnosed with partial seizure secondary to questionable in utero head trauma. The claimant is presently not taking any medications, and by documentation, he has not had a seizure since May of 2016. He has also not seen a neurologist since 2018. Allegation number two, hemiparesis / plasia. The claimant states that since birth, he has had left spastic hemiplegia / paresis, which could easily be a form of cerebral palsy. The claimant has not been in the hospital for this condition. He denies any cerebrovascular accidents or transischemic attacks. He does have mild decreased balance and decreased vision. His speech is normal. His mental status is also normal. And as noted earlier, he has had seizures in the past. He denies any syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms in this at this time includes left spastic hemiparesis / plasia with mild decreased balance and decreased vision, which has been corrected with glasses. His speech is normal, and he does have a normal mental status, although he stutters. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs with the rail, comma, and does not have any assisted devices. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, but is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He can lift approximately 25 pounds above his head with his right hand. He's on no medications at this time. He was diagnosed with left spastic hemiparesis / plasia, secondary to probable in utero trauma / possible cerebral palsy. The claimant does take Motrin 400 milligrams PRN as needed for pain, which does give him relief. He states the only physical activity he does is walking approximately 10 minutes per day. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, and walking. He does not do any housework, comma, go to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, or do the laundry. Family history: the father is 37 and healthy. The mother is also 37 but suffers from hypertension. He does have a sister with a seizure disorder, and there are family members who have had cerebral vascular accidents and hemiplegia. He has recently been diagnosed with a history of hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasis. Medications: none. Medical problems: left-sided hemiparesis / plasia / probable cerebral palsy, decreased vision, comma, partial seizure disorder, comma, mild developmental delay, comma, history of arterial venous malformation in the lungs, which is pending surgery. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a partial seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 230 pounds, height 5 feet, 11 and a fourth inches tall, BP 145 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 31. General: this is a 19-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity: the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is being able to count fingers at 17 feet distance. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological after the last sentence? The claimant does have stuttering, which affects his ability to communicate, although his mental status is normal. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness of the left upper and lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for the left hand, where the claimant has a spastic arm and swan-like type fingers secondary to the spasms. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right, upper, and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have a spastic left upper extremity and atrophy of the left leg. Measurement for the left calf was 35 centimeters, and measurement for the right calf was 39 centimeters, confirming atrophy of the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise examined the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for the left upper and lower extremity, where the claimant does have some numbness. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee, but slightly decreased strength of the left knee. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty on walking on his heels and toes, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate at this time. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to mild decreased strength of the left leg. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was +3/5 for the left side and +5/5 for the right. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact, except for a stuttering disorder that he has. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were +3 bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right upper and lower extremity, and mildly decreased for the left upper and lower extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and spasms of the left upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 3/5 for the left upper extremity, plus 5/5 for the right upper extremity, plus 4/5 for the left lower extremity, and plus 5/5 for the right lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the right hand, but abnormal for the left. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity. He hears well, but does have a stutter. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a mild left upper and lower hemiparesis / plasia. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength for the left hand at plus 3/5. And normal for the right hand at plus 5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the left hand. On examination, the claimant shows no... It does show evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant does have some limitations in his visual acuity, but not in his visual fields, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to his stuttering, and has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Probable diagnoses. Number one, epilepsy / partial seizures, secondary to probable in utero trauma versus cerebral palsy. The claimant has not had a seizure since May of 2016 and is on no medications at this time and appears to be fairly stable at this time. Number two, hemiparesis / plasia, mild, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to ambulate and appears to be doing fairly well in school as well. He did graduate from high school. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sergio Feliciano Ibarra.